Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. We all know that sun exposure can be dangerous because it increases your risk of skin cancer. Well, researchers from Queensland University in Australia found another potential issue. Women who are pregnant or trying to get pregnant and are taking a folic acid supplement may be at risk of reducing the benefit of that supplement through sun exposure. The researchers found UV exposure significantly depleted folate levels. Folate's been found to reduce miscarriages and neural tube defects such as spina bifida. They recommend pregnant women or those planning a pregnancy take 500 micrograms a day. Now, they also say the women they studied who were out in the sun were not deficient of folate, but they were on the low end of normal. Now, you can get folate in foods such as leafy green vegetables like spinach, citrus fruits, legumes, and whole grains. Folic acid is also added to many foods such as breads, flours, and pastas, and you can take it as a pill. And now let's talk about a non-invasive test to detect colorectal cancer. A clinical trial of a test called Cologuard shows unprecedented results for finding colorectal cancer. Co-inventor Mayo Clinic Dr. David Ahlquist says the detection rates of early-stage cancer and high-risk precancerous polyps were outstanding. And all patients have to do is send in a stool sample for high-tech lab screening. Here's Dr. Ahlquist.
Polyps and cancer continuously shed cells in the stool. The Cologuard test can recover cancer or polyp-related DNA in those exfoliated cells and determine whether there's the right signature for the presence or absence of a target lesion. If one compares the results that we saw with Cologuard, that would compare very well with the reported detection rates for colonoscopy, which are in the 92 to 96% range.
Now, colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in the U.S., but it is highly treatable if detected early. And finally, how good is your sense of smell? Research from Rockefeller's Laboratory of Neurogenics and Behavior tested people's ability to smell different scents and calculated the human sense of smell can detect more than 1 trillion odor mixtures, which is a lot more than previously thought. Wow! They thought we could only smell about 10,000 different scents. But they say even 1 trillion might be an understatement. Now they conclude that our sense of smell is closely linked to human behavior, and studying it can tell us a lot about how our brains process complex information. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.